At its Tuesday, August 8th meeting, the Pocahontas County Commission heard from Tim Thomas of the Mountain Valley Transit Authority, or MTA, who discussed bringing public transit bus service to the county. Thomas told the commissioners that they intend to operate commuter transit service from Marlinton to both Snowshoe Mountain Resort and Interstate Hardwoods. Thomas said they would also run daily scheduled transit loops around the Marlinton area. He asked the county commissioners to commit $30,000 a year to help meet the federal grant's local match requirement. The commissioners unanimously voted to provide that financial funding. David Hammond from the Silver Creek Homeowners Association asked the commissioners to return the taxes that they paid in protest in 2017 and 2018 on the common areas at Silver Creek. He cited a lawsuit decision from January of 2019 by Judge Dent, which they claimed determined that those taxes were improperly assessed. Bob Martin, the commissioner's attorney, and Tom Lane, the county assessor, both disagreed with Hammond's interpretation of Judge Dent's ruling. The commissioners decided to try to resolve this issue at a special commission meeting, which they have scheduled for Friday, August 16th at 10:15 a.m. The commissioners also approved the following nonprofit organizations' funding requests. They approved funding $1,500 to repair the roof on the train boxcar located at the Marlinton Depot. This funding will be through the nonprofit group, the Marlinton Railroad Depot Corporation, who owns those railroad cars. Sheila Allison of the County Artisans Co-op also pointed out that the caboose is badly deteriorated and is a hazard. Funding will be sought later to repair that. In the meantime, Mayor Felton told the commissioners he would have keep-off signs posted and surround the caboose with caution tape. They approved funding $2,500 to High Rocks to repair a deteriorating picnic shelter at their camp. They approved $4,000 for the Tucker Community Foundation to be used for their Run For It event. They approved $5,000 for the operations of the County Prevention Coalition. They approved a $1,000 funding for Brian's Battery Incorporated to use to help put on the Droop Mountain Battlefield Civil War reenactment this October 12th and 13th. In other actions, the commissioners approved the Pocahontas County Chamber of Commerce's request to use the former shoe factory building to hold a haunted house event this coming October. They agreed to payment terms with Shinnebury's Graphics for the purchase of 911 addressing signs and materials to pay that bill off in one-third increments. They appointed Aaron Pugh to a 5-year term on the Pocahontas County Libraries and Visitor Information Center Board. They appointed Steve Tritipo and Todd Wright to 3-year terms on the County Fire Board. They renewed the cable TV franchise agreement with Spruce Knob Seneca Rocks Telephone Incorporated. They approved a facility use memorandum of agreement with the family court. They renewed the special risk accident insurance policy rider for the community emergency response team volunteers. The commissioners appointed Rita Jackson to a 6-year term on the Pocahontas Memorial Hospital Board. They then went into an executive session to discuss a personnel matter, followed by another executive session to discuss their concerns with the hospital. After taking no action on these, the commissioners ended the meeting with approval of invoices. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.